You start like Dickens with A Tale of Two Cities, Stuttgart, Germany, and Detroit, Michigan. You know, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. But in your case, it's about two cars, the Porsche Cayenne and the Dodge Dart. Why do you start with A Tale of Two Cars, and what can we learn from that story?
Absolutely. We started with the Tale of Two Cars because it actually really signifies two ways innovation can be done. And it does. It doesn't get more apparent than the example of the Tale of Two Cars. So on one hand, you have a car that got their monetizing innovation very, very right. So this was Porsche back in the 90s when they were looking for doing something different. They were actually going off a financial cliff. It's not at 200 miles per hour like the 911, pretty fast. And they needed to do something different. And as most companies, they needed to innovate. And they came up with this idea of making an SUV. But an SUV for Porsche kind of didn't make sense. But what Porsche did was fascinating. They actually went and validated from the market if there was a need for an SUV, would people actually value a Porsche SUV? And more importantly, would they actually pay for it? And to their pleasant surprise, they actually saw that the answer is a yes. But what is more fascinating is they actually went and tested every single feature, whether it should make the car. And it was dictated by whether customers needed it, valued it, and were willing to pay for it. Things like, for instance, the six-speed manual transmission that Porsche was famous for. The people didn't need it in SUV. It was out. And they traded off for things like a big cup holder, and that goes against the grain of a German engineer, but customers wanted it. It was in the car, and so on and so forth. And no amount of convincing by the engineers, did anything. If customers wanted it, it was in. Fast forward to today, the Porsche SUV is called Cayenne, a roaring success in the automotive industry. More than 100,000 car units sold every year. And about 50% of Porsche's profit actually comes from the SUVs. And there's an amazing success of a company that actually did this right. What did they really do? They built their products around what customers need, what they valued, and what they're willing to pay. In short, around the price.